Last week, we were discussing two approaches to our relationship, Tasha. The Avos and Moshe Rabbeinu, and how when the Ribbono Shel Olam first revealed himself to Moshe at the Sinai as Elokei Avicha, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, he was raising the prospect of that approach. The God of the Avos, even without the clear yidia, the clear specification of what the Hanhaga of the Ribbono Shel Olam is, how you know him, the Ribbono Shel Olam of Armasar with Elokei Avos, and Moshe Rabbeinu insists on more. He says, I'm going to come to B'nai Yisrael, and they're going to ask Mashmai. They want more vividness, as represented by the Shem Echa and the Shem Yekebab, okay? And we brought out, now this is a repetitive tusa, because in the beginning of Parshas Va'era as well, we find Hashem says, I revealed myself to the others with one shame, the shame Kelshakai. Now the shame Kelshakai is a name, says Rashi, of Haftachas, which are not yet necessarily fulfilled. Hashem made great promises to the others, and they weren't yet fulfilled in the lifetime of the others. Yet the others were still able to relate to Hashem that way. And Chazal say, in the context of this Parshas Va'era story, Hashem gives Mutter to Moshe Rabbeinu. You're questioning me regarding the Tzara to B'nai Yisrael. Lama Hari Yaisa. The Avos never questions. That is innate to the name Kelshakai itself. The Avos are able to deal with a Rabbeinu Sha'olam who's concealed, as represented by the name Kelshakai, related to the word Dai, as Rashi says elsewhere. Hashem has Kayak Dai, sufficient strength, but doesn't necessarily reveal it. The Avos are able to relate to a Rabbeinu Sha'olam who's distant. Moshe Rabbeinu was told here, I'm going to reveal Yud Kei Vav Kei, which the Ramban says means open Gilui Shechina. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to do miracles, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to break through. This is not a narrative in isolation, but as we're tracing, this is part of a larger dynamic here of two approaches, and Moshe Rabbeinu as the conduit of Tyra, our ability to understand, to know, right? He is introducing really a new mahalach, a new approach to the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not a Rabbeinu Sha'olam who is mysterious, distant, beyond, but one whom we know directly. And we brought out how these are two complementary approaches in our Messiah, from the Avos on one hand and from Moshe Rabbeinu on the other hand. Because as important as the Rabbeinu Sha'olam of Yedia is, what Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us, Yud Kei Vav Kei, we see again and again how without the Avos' aspect, something is lacking. Number one, in the Parshas Va'era story, according to Chazal, where Hashem is really giving Musar to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he's saying, you questioned me. You asked Lama Hariyasa. You need to understand. You can't deal with a Rabbeinu Sha'olam who doesn't make sense. The Avos didn't have that problem. Right, you appreciate how that issue, that Musar to Moshe, is not an isolation, but it's part of the larger picture now. The Avos' whole approach was dealing with a Rabbeinu Sha'olam of Kelshakai, a Rabbeinu Sha'olam who's not revealed, who doesn't make sense to us, but we can accept it. And that's a true approach of Amuna, even when we don't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu, because his tafkid is revelation, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Tyra, he is championing the truth of not accepting Esther Pana, not accepting a Rabbeinu Sha'olam we can't understand, but some need to know, some need to relate. And we traced last week in the same vein. It's not a coincidence of Parsha Shmais that Moshe Rabbeinu had doubts concerning Klal Yisrael's Amunah, Behem Layamino Be. When in fact, Klal Yisrael ends up displaying complete Amunah as the parasha continues. Vayamino. And Chazal say in the Gemara, this Amunah, which Klal Yisrael had, which Moshe was skeptical of, comes from the Avos. They're Mamina B'nei Mamin. Because regarding Avram Avinu, it says Vayamin Basham. But let's appreciate that Moshe was struggling specifically with embracing Yiren's amuna, Yiren's ability to have amuna, the Tzai Hagalus, when things don't make sense. Right? Because Maisha's whole tafkin is to reveal, or a bunch of we can't understand, or a bunch of we come to understand, or a bunch of Tyra. Right? It's in turn, it's however the contribution of the other says Maminim Panei Maminim, that there's this relationship to a Rabbeinu Sha'olam, who we don't understand, right? These are two complementary relationships to Hashem, which we all have. It's entirely we come to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam ever deeper. We say it's not enough simply my Maseret Ha'avos. I want more Torah, more Hasad of the Ribbono Shel Olam through Torah and Mitzvahs. That's one aspect. But then there's a different dimension, the dimension of Maseret Ha'avos. However much I do understand, the idea goes so far. And at the end of the day, I have Amuna as well. I would therefore suggest that these two dimensions, the Avos' Hasaga versus Moshe Rabbeinu's Hasaga, the Hasaga of the Ribbono Shel Olam, even B'tai Chagalus, when things are difficult, Amuna, what the Avos taught us, versus Moshe Rabbeinu, Gilui, Yekevokei, as the Rambam is explaining in Parshas Vayera. These two approaches really categorize themselves very neatly in the breakdown between Parshas Shmos and Parshas Vayera. Parsha Shmos is the Parsha of Galut. From beginning to end, Parsha Shmos is the Parsha of Galut. Even after the burning bush in Shmos, when the Ribbono Shel Olam sends Moshe to redeem, it's really a failed mission, and of course a failed mission by design. The Nisayon is Hashem sends Moshe, and the Shiva intensifies, power denies them straw. And Parsha Shmos ends as it does, with Moshe raising his hands, Ribbono Shel Olam Lama Hariyaka. From the beginning to end, Parsha Shmos is the Parsha of Galut. While Ve'er is a parasha of Geula from beginning to end, Ve'er begins with the four Lashonos of Geula, the revelation of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the onset of Esther Makkos. I'm going to suggest in Parsha Shmos, B'Tayach HaGalus, we have Amuna. You will see the Lashon Amuna again and again in Parsha Shmos. However, in Parsha Ve'er, the Lashon is Yediyah. And these two aspects, Amuna, belief in a Rabbeinu Sha'olam when it's belief. It's not what we're seeing in front of us, it's difficult. Amuna is Parsha Shmos, the Hasag of the chapter of Galus. Yedio, we know it, we see it openly. That's Parsha Sveira. In Parsha Shmos, we see the Lashon Amuna again and again and again and again. Right, about three times over. Moshe Rabbeinu is skeptical, behein lo yaminu li. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, via all of these three miracles which he presents Moshe to do, he says, and the psukim and the story in fact conclude when Moshe Rabbeinu approaches Klal Amuna again and again, and as I said before, this is the Amuna which Chazal say comes from the Avos Avram, about which this very Lashon Amuna is used by Yam and Vashem. So hence in Parsha Shmos that we are Maminim B'nei Maminim, that's this aspect of ability to hold on in a Parsha Shmos reality. The Ribbono Shel Olam is mysterious. We have Amuna from the Avos. And I'm going to suggest that this whole approach of B'tai Chagalus, when the Ribbono Shel Olam is distant, as Rashi says, the Avos believe even when the Ribbono Shel Olam has not yet fulfilled his promises. This goes to the essence of the whole Avodah of the Avos, especially Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu did not discover the Ribbono Shel Olam through the open Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's Kali Yisrael, that's Moshe. Avraham Avinu comes to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam by inference. Avraham Avinu studies the world, studies the cosmos, and he infers, there must be a Ribbono Shel Olam. That's not open, that's not the goal. That's extrapolation. That's Amuna. It's not an Amuna blind leap of faith. We don't believe in blind leap of faith. Egyptian believe in blind leap of faith. It's a very logical leap of faith. Right? It's studying the world and therefore arriving, as the Midrash says regarding Avram, there's a Bira, there's a Baal HaBira, there's a magnificent creation which points to the Creator. It's a very logical leap of Amuna, but it's a leap of Amuna. Because at the end of the day, we human beings always remain skeptical of that which we don't see, right? At the end of the day, Ribbono Shel Olam's abstract. We see the clear evidence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but it's still a tremendous avodah of Amuna, which we struggle with day in, day out, right? Knowing the truth of the Ribbono Shel Olam when the hester is so thick. That's Avraham Avinu's kayach, that's Amun, by Yaman Bashem. Right? That's his whole Avanta. And that's why he teaches us Amuna. That's why he has the Milo, which might show who does a Chazaler thing, of ability to never to question, to deal with the rebellion when it doesn't make sense. Because Abramovich's whole life is to connect to that which is beyond. Maisha Rabbeinu, Parshas Ve'era, Geula, and Muna is not the focus anymore. We'll get there, but I'm not ready. We'll get there when we get to B'Shalach. I want to say very tunnel vision to Shmais Ve'era this week. We'll get there in B'Shalach. Yadar Amuna means he is Amuna and Tzir. We'll get there. I want to. B'Shalach, he reintroduces Amuna. I don't want to get sidetracked. That will require. I have a lot of material just to hear Ve'era, but I'll answer Sam's question for 2 weeks. We'll get there. In Parshas Ve'era, the Makas, you don't find the Lashon Amuna once. What is the Lashon again and again throughout Ve'era? In contrast to Shmais, where Amuna was the big word, again and again in Ve'era, it's Yediyah. Yediyah. In the very get-go, we'll explore Sam's question in Parshas B'Shalach. Amuna appears several times in B'Shalach, right? By Amin B'Shem. That's a Kriyas Yamset discussion. We'll get there. But in terms of Ve'era's relationship to Shmais, the Makas now, right? It says in the very get-go, in the beginning of the parsha, there are four Lashonos Shel Geula. And then throughout the Makas, right? Right? I just traced you out 6 or 7 times in Parashas Ve'era, where it always mentions Yedia, both of Bnei Yisrael and of Hashem. But if you read Rashi carefully, Rashi explains in the pasuk of Yedu Mitzrayim. Rashi explains that it is really to impress Yedia upon Kol Yisrael. If we live in a culture which sees and understands the Rabbeinu Shalom, we in turn believe that's why Rashi applies to that pasuk regarding Mitzrayim's knowledge, Ein Kranius Balayl Mel Bashril Yisrael, Rashi applies that chazal, that and that pasuk. Ein Shum. My point is, the pulse of Parshas Ve'era of Geula is Yedia versus Amuna. This new breakthrough, it's Yerkevavkeg rather than Kel Shakai, as the Pasuk and Rashi are explaining in the get-go of the Parsha. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom who we know. It's Yedia. And the ultimate aspiration of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Geula. The Rabbeinu Shalom is not a mystery anymore the way he was to be up. Kol Yisrael can't sustain itself if forever we all have to be tremendous oidim like Avraham and deal with the Rabbeinu Shalom, who's always beyond, right? Never revealing himself, always being Mapiach and not yet breaking through, where would we be, right? Clearly, the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, when Begoli we saw the Rabbeinu Shalom, we need that. And hence, the Anochi Hashem Alek Hafchad from Sichem Yeret Mitzrayim, the identification of Hashem to Yetzias Mitzrayim as uttered in the Yetzias HaTzibrit, the Rambam codifies as the mitzvah of Yetzias Hashem. And even in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, where we have a translation of the Rambam writing the mitzvahs, Amun, it's been pointed out that the original Arabic word of the Rambam from Kleinheller and others point out could equally be translated as Yedia. The Rambam is very methodic that the Anochi Hashem Alekecha is Yedia. It emerges straight from the Pesukim. Amun is the Madrega of the others, where Mamina B'nai Mamina Kol Yisrael has it even in Mitzrayim. Then Maisha Rabbeinu was skeptical of it. How from the Maisha Rabbeinu perspective could they have Amunah when they're B'tayis HaGolah? That we said last week, that's the Mitzrayim of the others. Yetzias Mitzrayim is introduced to this new truth of Yedia. We know it, we see it, there was open Gilai, Yudkei Vavkei, Anoichi Yudkei Vavkei Alekecha Asher Tosicha Me'aret Mitzrayim. And my suggestion for you this morning, that Yedia is really the epiphany of Parshas Ve'era and the theme of Parshas Ve'era, which is the Parsha of Geula rather than the Parsha of Golos, the way Shmait was, reverberates in the Haftarah next to Parshas Ve'era as well. Again, as we've said many times, when you want to trace a meta-theme to the parsha, the Haftarah is always very helpful, with the basic assumption that when Chazal chose the Haftarah, they weren't picking up merely on a correlation to a particular nekuda in the parsha, but presumably something which captures the parsha as a whole. So the Haftarah of Parshas Ve'era from Yechezkel, which speaks about a later Paro, who's linked to the Paro in this story, Paro, who's called the Kanan in the Yar, Paro, the Nile croc, who heretically says, "We yuri vai assassini," right? And it's so clear that this is a corollary to Parshas Ve'era, where Paro the first was struck and is represented as a canon in Parshas Ve'era, where Moshe Rabbeinu's staff turns not to a nachash, as it didn't shmeis, but to a tannin, to a reptile, representing Paro the Nile croc, as Chazal say, right? And the aura struck in Parshas Ve'era just as it's struck in the Haftarah. And Yechezkel, it's so clearly the corollary to Parshas Ve'era, striking Paro in the Yar, who's called the Tan, and all those parallels to Ve'era. And what you'll see in that Haftarah of Parshas Ve'era is, again and again, you use the word Yidia, not Amuna. And just like Parshas Ve'era speaks about the Yidia of Klal Yisrael and the Yidia of Mitzrayim, the Haftarah of Parshas Ve'era also is interspersed with Lashonos O. Klal Yisrael knowing and Mitzrayim knowing. I'll read you three psukim. The Haftarah of Ve'era in action. Right? Parak Chav Chatzav Yechatzkar Pata Chotev V'yadu Kiyan Yashem Olekecha. And then Chav Kass Vav V'yadu Klal Yashem Mitzrayim Kiyan Yashem. And then Pasuk Tess and then Pasuk Tessayin. Right? Do you hear how this entire pattern of Parshas Ve'era is reflected in the Haftarah as a pattern throughout? It's a new concept of knowing Hashem rather than merely believing in Hashem. And as I'm suggesting, we need both. This is a very, very basic struggle as we began to study last week. You have different tzaddikim with different tafkidim who are more in line with one. Moshe Rabbeinu. He's Rabbeinu, he teaches us Torah. Torah is knowing. He's introduced to the Hasaga of Yetzivavke, knowing Hashem, to open miracle. Amuna is not his contribution the way it's like Yavis' contribution. That's why he was skeptical of Kali Yisrael's ability to have Amuna even when things are tough. No, that's in the Surah of the others. Hashem's criticizing Moshe Rabbeinu, right? You question me. The others don't do that, right? Let's understand that this is not Chalil HaShlach Kain HaMaisha Rabbeinu's part, right? But this is all in line with Maisha's mission. Maisha's job is to, number one, to be a Gael, to redeem, rather than to wait through Gala, and hence he's been Tevea for Chalil Yisrael. No, we don't want to deal with your abundance when you don't make sense from Hariyah. That's not wrong with you. That's a different approach, right? And more than that, and we're explaining, Maisha Rabbeinu championing a notion of Torah, of coming to understand Hashem through knowing, through Kiyuli, right? It's a different contribution of the others. These are two different contributions, and each one's Avodah, Rome versus Moshe Rabbeinu. It's reflecting these two dimensions, these two very different dimensions in a Yiddish and a Shama, and there is more to this pattern in Shmeis versus Ve'era / the others.
Episode of Ma'eda.
Versus Moshe. Exactly. But Ma'eda. Exactly. Again, I don't want to get too diffused because there are so many dimensions of this, but that's actually a raya. I explained in my Sefer and Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is out in the hole again, right? But Ma'eda, he doesn't have Yedia. Avram says, how will I know? You made a Haftacha, Hashem. He doesn't have Yedia. And how does Hashem answer him? Yedaya Pegah do Yetzias Mitzrayim, and hence the Zayir calls Yetzias Mitzrayim Golas Hadas. Okay, that's all the proof. Avraham Avinu is struggling in the Yediyah department. He understands we're going to need Yediyah. That's not what he was like to. He intuits the Rebbeinu Nishayel and Muna rather than knowing the Rebbeinu. We hear all those pieces actually very good. Fit right into this puzzle. It's Moshe Rabbeinu, and you see it's Mitzrayim, which introduces Yediyah, huh?
Well, you can have to put down a product, if you will, that 600,000 people can consume. Avraham has something very interesting for the whole year.
Right.
Moshe Rabbeinu has to have something that
The rank and file, right. But very good, very good at saying it. I'm pushing. Of course, Avraham is that foundation. There's a foundation of Amunah. Makes sense, doesn't make sense. I don't understand. That foundation has to be in place, right? We should never fall prey to the ties, right, of Yidi exclusively. No. There's a foundation of Mamina B'nai Mamina. We were discussing last week the notion of Avos and DNA. In our DNA is Amunah, I don't care what happens. When that foundation's in place, then the notion of Yediyah and understanding, and even in Moshe's case, demanding, and we dive in this way, you're brought up, intervene! We need a seal! Don't remain a mystery, right? That's the next level of development. I'm going to suggest another word pattern besides for the Yamuna Yidia difference between Shmites and Behir Reflexus. And that is two different Chushin, two different senses in the five senses. You will see in Parsha Shmites the story of goats. Emuna always appeared in conjunction with the word Shmia, hearing. Right? Maisha Avinu says in this regard when he's skeptical of the Yidin's Emuna. He says, "Behein le'yaminu be'li v'le'yishmu b'kaili." And then again and again, they're in Parak Dalet of Shmice. Right? There is this cleavage between Shmia and Emuna. Right? "V'chayim le'yaminu lach v'le'yishmu b'kaili v'achrim 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 v'achrim." And then finally, Maisha Avinu arrives. Right? "V'yamin ha'am v'yishmu." Emuna is always linked to Shmia. You know why? Shmia, hearing, is not Re'iya. Re'iya is when you see something openly. Shmia, listening. Listening always means hear, carve, digest, right? Shmia, which means not only audible hearing, but also understanding. It's an understanding to reflection. What you don't see, right? That's why Shmia is connected to Bina. The Pasuk says, Shlomai speaks of Lev Maven, a heart understands, right? Right? Oh, but you also have to say Lev Shemeya, heart which hears. And we know the Lev is the Mita of Bina, Lev Maven, as the Gemara says. Right? Lev Shemeya, the heart hears, the heart, the place of Bina, the place of intuition here, because Shmi is when you absorb something, you think about it, you understand. It's not an open trip, right? It's something you have to digest. That's what Avram Avinu was doing all day long. And Muna is cleaved to Shmiya. Because Avram's Madrega is intuiting the truth of the Rabbanah Shalom Bina. He sees a Bina and he says there must be a Baal HaBira. Right? That's the Rabbanah Shalom of Kal Shakai, who's not open to the miracles, Yidke Balke. The Rabbanah demands that we intuit him. Shmiya. On the other hand, Harshas Va'era, this new Madrega of Rabbanah Shalom Triyadiyah rather than Amunah, an open Rabbanah Shalom, that is the epiphany of Re'iya. And hence the very name of Parshas Va'era is Va'era, I appeared, right? And Va'era el ha'avis b'kal shakai, I appeared to the avis, but incompletely. Whatever degree of Re'iya the avis had was incomplete, as we'll trace more, right? I appeared to them with kal shakai, the name of abstraction. But now, the implication is to you, okay, I'm going to be fully appearing to you. There's going to be true Re'iya, right? And I want everyone to hear the splendid juxtaposition. How did Parsha Shmais end? Moshe Rabbeinu questions Hashem at the end of Shmais Lama Har Yosef. What does the Ribbono Shel Olam say? Atah Tireh. Now you're going to see. In Parshas Va'era, which follows, you're going to have Re'iya. You're going to see. And then Atah Tireh. And that is the splendid echo of Va'era. Now the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to Kiryahu be visible. Right? To El Tireh. Re'iya and Yidia are always linked. For example, Atah Haresa Ladas. Haresa Ladas. Re'iya and Yidia. Right? Likewise, even in Parsha Shmais, it says regarding the Ribbono Shel Olam, after, when he hears our cry, after Vayishma Elokim Esnakasim Vayizkar, Vayar Elokim Esbnei Yisrael Vayeda, Re'iya and Yidia are always linked, because Re'iya is open, clear, vivid, and hence there is Yidia. Moshe Rabbeinu's Madriga, I'm suggesting, is Re'iya. Moshe Rabbeinu's thing with clarity, with vividness, to demand that the Ribbono Shel Olam not remain the Hester, but break through. And it's just as significant that at the snap of the burning bush to Moshe Rabbeinu, we find echoing expressions of Re'iya. Three consecutive expressions, Parakim Pasuk Beis, Vayera Malach Hashem Elov, and then Pasuk Gimel, Vayera Moshe Asur Nevera, and then Pasuk Dalet, Vayar Hashem. Right? Three consecutive psukim, which is a significant pattern. Meisher, towards Meisher, the Madriga is Re'iya. Sing, vividness. Meisher Bein was going to demand Re'iya, vividness, Yedia. The others had the Madriga of Shmiya, Amunah. Meisher Bein was skeptical of that. Right? Right? Layishmu b'kaili, layaminu be, the cleavage of Shmiya and Amunah, the Yidin won't have, but the Yidin do have it, and because all we're looking at is the others. As we study, you will see again and again in this vein that Whenever it speaks of Avromavir's Rhea, the tyrant is always qualified. Avram's Rhea is not of the Rabbina Shalom, but of what indicates the Rabbina Shalom. Right? Let me bring out what I mean. The famous Medrash in the beginning of Lech Lecha, the Ribbono Shel Olam calls Avram Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, says the Medrash, this is time in a what? What's the mashal about Avram? Avram of you saw a bira, raw bira, and he said there must be a bala bira. He's seeing the bira, which indicates the bala bira, and then the Medrash is clearly harping on this Re'iyah pattern when it says Hetzitz alof bal habira. The bal habira looked down at him using Lashon Hetzitz, right? And says, I'm Hashem, but I'm Hashem as bal habira, as the master of the bira. You're not seeing me directly. You're seeing me through the bira, right? In a similar vein, in Parshas Vayera, you would say that Vayera, right? That's the Parsha of vision. No, but even then, Avraham Avinu's vision is not Vayera. It's not seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam directly. It's seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam through indications. You see this in the Medrash in the beginning of Vayera. The Medrash says, you know what Vayera lo Hashem means? Avraham Avinu's mild, and the Pasuk says, "Mi besar yachza alokah." From my flesh, I see Hashem. You're seeing the indicator of Hashem. When you see a halig yid with me, and Ketush and so on, you see the flesh, Mibasari Asa, and that points towards Hashem. It's one step removed. You see the same thing in the Akedah at the end of Vayera. I don't have time to trace an extensive Vayera pattern, but the same thing at the Akedah, which is a story of Re'iyah to a degree. Many times it says Re'iyah in the story of the Akedah. Bahar Hashem Yera, Hashem Yera, eh. But in that context, Chazal say that what did Avram see on Har HaMeria? Avram saw an Anan. There was an Anan that indicated there's a Rabbeinu Shalom, which is really foreshadowing what happens at the end of the story. But Har Hashem Yera, it's through the mount. It's through an indicator. Avram Avinu's Re'iyah is seeing the evidence. Avram sees the clear evidence which points to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what Amunah means. As we're explaining, Amunah does not mean as Lahavdil Alef Alfei Abdalas, with the Nitzer. Believe in blind leap of faith. That was never a Yiddish concept. Yidden are too smart, too skeptical, too savvy to accept anything with blind leap of faith. That's not what Amunah is. Amunah is, huh?
Well,
the answer when they do the blind. We'll discuss it then. Sam has a lot about Parshas B'Shalach up his sleeve looks worth, and I don't believe it's ever blind leap of faith. My point is, certainly Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the great, right? He's the great religious cosmologist. He studies the cosmos. Avraham is seeing the indicator. The Madreka of Amunah is not a place of reason. Fakir, with all the reason in the world, you need total Amunah. Because at the end of the day, the Ribbono Shel Olam, your reason is still abstract. You need total Amunah. Shmiya, Amunah, let me just finish the pattern, and I want to hear everyone's feedback. I know I'm up on my concluding time, will be Mansha, right? So, even Avram's Re'iyah, it's a Re'iyah of the indicator, which points up Dasha. While Moshe Rabbeinu is championing Yediyah, championing direct Re'iyah, I'll share with you one more clue in this direction, and that is indicating that Avraham Avinu's Re'iyah is seeing evidence of Hashem, not Hashem, and therefore he's really called Oshemeya, because he's really intuiting Hashem. Study the words of that Medrash, and I'll conclude with this, and then I want to hear the Olam's feedback. In the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, the Medrash I mentioned, where Avraham Avinu saw the Bira and intuited Hashem, the Medrash applies the Pasuk in Tehillim Mem Hei. Shimu bas re'i v'hati aznecha. Listen, see, and listen.
Bash.
I'm suggesting the richness of that Pasuk, and because I'm applying it is listen, see, listen. It's a madriga of Shmi, of intuiting. The sing is woven in. Because everything Avram is seeing is all of the indicators of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But ultimately, it's a madriga of Shmi. Avram is the great intuiter. This legacy we have up from Avram Avinu on the Yavas, which is Amunah, is as I'm suggesting, and we'll tussle through Parshas B'Shalach and the very Hashra points which Sam is making. I'm suggesting blind, true blind belief of faith is never a Yiddish concept. It's a very Christian concept, right? At Yom Tov, where the Ribbono Shel Olam already revealed himself to us, right? In Mitzrayim. And then he says, when you don't see him, now jump in. It's a very reasonable thing to listen. The Ribbono Shel Olam has a good track record. It's a very logical thing, but it's a very hard thing to do when you see a raging Yom Tov in front of you, right? So notes, That's the Madrigal Avram. I agree with you. I don't want to get too beshalach, because I know the island has to go. Well, Mammoth picked up on Sandra's point. That's what's happening. They're being thrust into the oh, this is Madrigal again. Right? This is really ruts of a shine. There's a back and forth. Sometimes we're in the Abbas's territory when the Rebunshim doesn't make sense, and then it's Amuna, which becomes the order of the day, and that's what happens in Parshas B'Shalach again. We'll study that, right? And that's the story of our lives. So often the Rebunshim doesn't make up, it's Amuna, but then at the time to break through, it's Yedia, and then we're thrust in again, it's Amuna, Amuna, Yedia, Amuna, Yedia, Amuna, Yedia. Throughout the scrolls, it's primarily Amuna, Tzadik, Amuna, Sayyechia, Wasa Lavai, right? The world will be, right? The world will be. So that's the time of the deal. This is the Shmeis Meir Pem I want to suggest in the two Madrigas. What was your horror of your Benowitz? Meir Pats, but Kabbalah.
It said the Lashon HaMun over there, which is saying, Kashal Yemi, Vajer Majabo, doesn't say Yedira.
Yes.
That's true. This is a major Bashala question, which we'll study.
First of all, the beginning of Tobus, it says Eker Asher Shoma Avram Befreidi. It says a Yitzchak of Yidu the Avram that in the Shomea.
Accent.
So and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. If Avram Avinu wasn't Zeichet Yedi, because he said if he was Zeichet Yedia, then it wouldn't be in Nisayon, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him every Akedah, Anta Yadati, and Baruch Hashem says, Anta Yadati Kire Elokim Ata, Yire is Yira. I know that you're Roe with your mind, with that you're being a Maimon. Anta Yadati. Now I know.
Roe?
No, he wasn't Roe, but from the Deep of Venus, I made it in Nisayon to such an extent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was massive.
I hear. Very good. So a lot to pick out here. The Oilam's horrors are very good. Both these horrors in Vayera and these horrors in Meshach are all very good. A lot of work to do. The general theme, I think, is not the story of our life. Amuni Yedia, Shmeis, Vayera, Gala Skula. And between the other Samay Shabbat, at least the two complementary Madrigas, which we all need to survive and to hold on tight. Amen. Kaini here at Sanyasha.